Indiana passes a bill to legalize throwing stars. A Chinese mother takes her son to a psychiatric hospital every year because he's single. And a man has become the first ever to be tattooed by a monkey. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. I'm your host, Jonesy. Thanks for joining me. I have three weird news segments from all around the globe for you, for you, for you! Indiana passes a bill to legalize throwing stars. The Indiana Senate passed a bill recently that would legalize throwing stars, also known as shurikens, under certain conditions. What are those conditions? If samurai invade the land? Throwing stars are currently illegal in Indiana and many other states for that matter. I know my home state of Massachusetts does not allow these ninja stars. I always wanted a ninja star as a child, was not allowed to have one. This is a bill that was introduced by State Senator Linda Rogers. Linda's a big fan of the ninjas, I think. She probably went as a ninja last Halloween and discovered she wasn't allowed to carry a throwing star legally. She wants to lift this ban for recreational use. Recreational use of the ninja stars. Star throwing is allowed in other states, it says, where it's sometimes found at axe throwing businesses. Axe throwing businesses? You mean axe throwing bars? This is a new phenomenon. The past couple years, axe throwing bars are a thing. And I'd imagine there are axe throwing first dates. That's not my kind of first date. If you're good with a large blade, I don't think I want to know that. I like the idea of going to an axe throwing bar with my friends and then throwing what I called Chinese stars as a child. I'm sure that that's not an acceptable phrase any longer. Ninja stars, throwing stars, shurikens. I would love to go throw those at a bar. What could possibly go wrong? A vodka soda and throwing stars? I can't see this equation leading to anything but fun, fun, fun. No blood. No blood on the carpet. I don't think so. Now we have Linda, the senator in Indiana, who's very busy with doing very helpful things for the community. Hey guys, we need to tackle some of the local issues, such as why can't people throw ninja stars? That seems strange. What about all the shootings? We'll get to that. Meanwhile, I'd like to throw some stars. It's Senate Bill number 77, and it actually came from a constituent in the area who owns a putt-putt golf course called Ninja Golf in Indianapolis. Nearly everyone that Linda spoke with said to her, hey, if we can throw axes, we can certainly throw throwing stars. And Linda was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to head back to my constituents and make this a goal for us this year to pass this. Of course, there are some people that are against this bill. They say that additional safety measures need to be considered because a throwing star is much different from an axe. Here's a quote from someone named Richard Deschain, who owns Ragnarok Axe Throwing LLC in Indianapolis. So this guy's pro-throwing axes, but really not pro-throwing stars. He says, these throwing stars are actually double-edged swords. A throwing star has blades that can be bent and hooked over, which can increase someone's odd of getting cut. I would say the easiest way for us to have any kind of solution is to require a layered Kevlar glove to be worn when anyone is throwing any other object, such as a throwing star. Well, I mean, this guy owns an axe throwing business, and he says it's dangerous to throw these stars. Maybe he's just trying to reduce competition because there may be throwing star bars that open up in the area, and then maybe not so many people will go to his axe throwing bars. But he needs to not be so short-sighted, this guy Richard. He should adopt throwing stars into his axe throwing business as well and maybe double his income. He should consider anyways. This bill does include restrictions, it says. Star throwing would only be permitted at certain businesses and children ages 12 to 17 could only throw them with the parent's written permission. There are also requirements for fencing between throwing lanes. Yeah, there should be fencing between throwing lanes if you're throwing stars, even axes. I don't know, I've never been to an axe throwing bar. Isn't there a fence or a barrier between the throwing lanes? I mean, this isn't bowling. I, for one, don't want to find myself having a good old time at a bachelor party at one of these throwing star bars, and then I get hit in the left butt cheek by a rogue star that was thrown from a child two lanes over. Can't have that. Now, this throwing star proposal in Indiana passed the state Senate on a vote of 48 to 1. A lot of people, big fans of the ninja stars. One person's like, no, I'm not into the ninjas. I'm more a samurai fan. This bill's going to head to the House in Indiana next for consideration. We'll see if they're big ninja fans. I thought this throwing star was included in the Constitution. There's a clause in there. It states, to maintain a well-regulated ninja clan as necessary for dojo security, we heretofore have the right to keep and bear throwing stars, and this right shall never be infringed. Every year, a single man in China is brought to the psychiatric hospital by his mother. A 38-year-old man is taken for a checkup at a psychiatric hospital in China. His mother does this every Lunar New Year, and it's because he is single. A video of this man was reported on by the media, and it's gone viral and provoked a very lively debate about the pressure to marry on mainland China. In the clip, which has been viewed more than 5 million times, the man named Wang says that he has never brought a girlfriend home during the Lunar New Year. I guess that's a sign of psychiatric debilitation? Is that something wrong with you? His mother believes that he has something wrong with him. She believes there's something wrong in his head, specifically. That's why she takes him to a psychiatric doctor every Lunar New Year. The bizarre diagnosis has meant that since 2020, his family has developed a very strange tradition. Following each Lunar New Year holiday, his mother takes him to see a shrink. On February 4th, Wang was once again taken by his mother to the Henan Provincial Psychiatric Hospital. This time, however, the doctor told the mother that her son was not ill at all, but that it was she who has a problem, as she had developed the mental disorder of, quote, forcing her son to marry. Here's a quote from Wang, who just wants to live his life peacefully. Maybe he's happy being single, doesn't want to be dragged to the psychiatric institution every Lunar New Year, doesn't want to be threatened by his mother with a straitjacket. Wang says, I should not be identified as an unmarried person. I am just very busy. I haven't met the right person. My mother can't sleep because I don't get married, so I feel quite upset about it. I go along with my mother's strange hospital fascination just to reassure her. Now, Wang is sort of famous in his rural hometown. He is known as the super old single man. He's only 38, bro. Super old single man. You're in your prime, Wang. Don't listen to them. In addition, he said he has not saved enough money for a down payment on a home in Beijing. And as such, quote, who would want to marry me anyway? Oh, man, that's very sad. I guess no one wants to marry someone who's in an apartment. Everybody I know lives in an apartment. I guess we're all going to die alone, guys. Buckle up. Now, Wang's video went viral and it has over 2,000 comments, most of which tell the story of how elders in China push this whole generation to get married. During the Lunar New Year, when young people living in the big cities return to their hometowns, generational family conflicts over getting married really intensify. While the older generation in China wants their children to marry and have kids earlier, these younger generations tend to marry later on, and some are even skeptical about marriage for many reasons. These include daily living pressures and a lack of social support. Well, I mean, yeah, it's very expensive to raise children these days. The cost of living has skyrocketed everywhere around the world. It's hard, man. And by the way, if I remember correctly, wasn't China limiting people to just one child for a long time? So there's probably a lack of women hanging around that are about Wang's age, I'd imagine. They were all chucked in dumpsters, from my understanding. So this is what you get, silly people. It says, in addition, in many less developed areas, the practice of bride price, in which the groom's family is required to pay a sum of money to the bride's family to obtain their permission to marry, still persists. You mean a dowry? Isn't that what they call it? A dowry. I remember reading about it in Dickens novels, I think. Now, I know China in general is freaking out about population dwindling because there are fewer people marrying, fewer people are having children. And Elon Musk recently expressed his concern with the lowering of the population. But bro, there's 8 billion. I mean, if we drop by a billion, it's not a big deal. Robots are going to take our jobs anyways within 25 years. So I don't know what you're complaining about. Well, let me ask my listeners, any of you felt the pressure to have children from your family? Have any of you put the pressure on your kids to have kids? I'm very fortunate in that my family has had a total hands-off approach, and I think they see the writing on the wall here. I'm just gonna hang out all alone in this closet and make you guys laugh. That's what I'm doing with my life here. No time for niños. Call my show, 646-450-2012. A man has become the first ever to be tattooed by a monkey. A Venezuelan artist and social media influencer recently generated some controversy online by allowing himself to be permanently tattooed by a very small monkey. This guy's name is Funky Matas. He's a Venezuelan social media influencer. He's no stranger to tattoos. In fact, he holds a Guinness record for the most signatures tattooed on his back. He has over 220 signatures tattooed on his back. He obviously doesn't give a damn about his skin. He's letting anybody sign his back, and he's letting a monkey tattoo him. His latest stunt can be described as quite unusual, even for him. And media has been reporting that the Venezuelan-born influencer trained a small monkey to handle a tattoo gun. It doesn't say how long it took him to train this small monkey to tattoo. He allowed himself to be tattooed by the monkey in what is considered a first-of-its-kind-ever experiment. Funky Matas has a quote saying, "Well, the intention with this tattoo, bro, was to create the logo of the NFTs project that I started with my partner Andy, the F8 Club. And while the tattoo itself wasn't the best in terms of quality, the event was a fascinating look into the capabilities of these highly intelligent animals, brah." I don't think that was his accent, but in my mind, that's his accent. I love how he says, "It wasn't the best in terms of quality." Yeah, I'm sure that's an understatement. I can't imagine a monkey tattoo going to be exactly precise here. It's probably not going to be very good. And I'd imagine he's getting a small one from the monkey. You can't allow a monkey to give you a sleeve. I don't think that's going to pop off well. It sounds to me like this is more than anything a promotional stunt for some NFT project, which that right away makes me a little suspicious that this guy knows what the hell he's doing. I thought we've moved on from MFTs. We're still doing that? Okay. Now, as you can surmise, this unusual experiment by Funky Matas went viral soon after a video of the inking process was posted on social media. In the video, you can see the monkey tattooing it's his right leg, the upper part of his leg, and it's not very big. In the clip, you can see the monkey kind of being held upside down by another man. It looks like the other man's helping the monkey hold the tattoo gun as well. So there's some assistance here. It's not just the monkey, you know, sitting there doing it alone. Now, some people say that Funky Matas should be applauded for pushing the boundaries of tattooing. I'm not sure about that. It sounds like he doesn't really give a damn who tattoos him or what is being tattooed. So as far as pushing boundaries goes, I don't know. I've seen people get drunk tattoos that really push the boundaries. I'm not sure about this. They're applauding him also for showing the world how intelligent monkeys really are. There were also those who accuse him of using the animal for attention. I'm wondering if PETA is aware of this. This sounds like something PETA would get on top of right away and accuse him of monkey slavery. That seems to be something that they would get on. Although the online influencer did in fact get plenty of attention for the stunt, he told the media all precautions were taken for this event, guaranteeing the safety of the monkey and all those involved in the event, including all sanitation measures as well. Yeah, pretty crazy. But, you know, if you really want to test the boundaries, get yourself tattooed by a blind animal, like a possum or a bat or something. Now you really be pushing it. Let's see what happens when a possum tattoos your thigh, bro. Come on now. Yay! Hello, my friends, and thanks for spending some time with the Weird AF News podcast. the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Yeah, share it with a friend who you think might like some weird news that sometimes is funny, sometimes is offensive. Although I try my best to toe that line. You know, I don't want to get canceled out of the closet here. So just trying to behave myself most of the time. But, you know, sometimes the chemicals get a hold of me. What can I say? The chemicals. What was that song called? Chemicals by Bush. Was it Bush? Ah, I need to go back and listen to my early 2000s rock. Hey, by the way, I got a nice review from Denise. Denise gave me 5 stars. She wrote, worth the listen. Hey, Denise says it's worth the listen. She wrote, I'm always looking for more interesting news than just the same arguments mainstream news sources have. I enjoyed this podcast so much that it is a part of my Alexa wake-up routine, and I look forward to hearing what he has found to report. Being a former Brevard County, Florida resident, I think I love Fridays the most because you consistently remind me why I'll never regret my decision to move out of the state of Florida to New Hampshire years ago. So thanks for that. I'm glad to have stumbled upon this podcast and look forward to more weird AF news to come. Good luck with your podcast, man. Oh, thank you so much, Denise. Good luck with your life, Denise. And great move leaving Florida for New Hampshire. I've spent a lot of time in New Hampshire. It's a wonderful place. A lot of clean air. You guys like clean air? Yeah? Do you like fried clams? They got some pretty good beaches, too. I'm not going to lie. New Hampshire's a great place, man. I spent a lot of my childhood hanging out in New Hampshire. You guys ever go to Canobie Lake Park, bro? Canobie Lake Park? You guys, huh? What about the mall? What about the mall in Salem? You guys go to the mall right off 93, kid. Anyways, some of you will appreciate that. Others will not. So, sorry. If you guys want to leave me a review, Amazon's a good place to do it. And you can also do it on Apple Podcasts as well. Or if you listen on Spotify, please give me 5 stars. That'd be super helpful. If you want to support the podcast by joining the Patreon and buying Jonesy a coffee every day. I'm sorry, every month, not every day. Every month. You want to buy me a Dunkin's a month, bro? Why wouldn't you buy me a Dunkin's a month? You go to the Patreon. Patreon's where it's at. patreon.com/weirdafnews. Or go to weirdafnews.com. Click on the Patreon banner. Tomorrow's Friday. We're only going to be doing news from Florida. I'm sure Denise is happy to hear that. Our former Brevard County, Florida resident. We're going to be doing Florida Friday tomorrow, guys. So send me articles from Florida if you come across them. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can tweet them at me at funnyjones. And you can also DM me in Instagram at funnyjones as well. Looking forward to a nice Friday. We'll get some good Florida stories for you. Be good to yourself.